Now, I'm looking at a painting by Thomas Fade with the title Worn Out. The picture was exhibited at the Royal Academy in London in 1868, and it's been described as the artist's masterpiece. In fact, it's been described as an epoch-making work, a painting which a contemporary spectator tells us was as well-known as any picture of the century. Fade is a Scottish artist. After training in Edinburgh, he moved as a young man to London in 1852 and achieved a great success at the Royal Academy with a picture of a young orphan boy being taken in by a poor Scottish household. Fade liked to give Scottish titles to his paintings, and the title for this one was The Mitherless Bairn, which means the motherless child. It was painted in 1855, and it's now in the National Gallery of Victoria. To the exhibition of the Royal Academy in 1868, Fade sent Worn Out, this very moving and beautiful picture of a working man who has been looking after his sick child through the night. It's been a restless night, and eventually, clutching the father's sleeve, the child has fallen asleep. Unable to move his arm, the devoted parent himself falls asleep on the chair beside the bed. And no sooner has silence fallen than the dawn breaks and their little attic room is bathed in the cool and cleansing light of early morning. At the exhibition, this was a picture which, in the words of one reviewer, fixed the attention of every eye. According to the Manchester Times, it was one of the most popular pictures of the year. Popular because it goes to people's hearts. Indeed, Fade had a remarkably sure touch in that delicate balancing act of painting a convincingly truthful and heart-rending subject without offending his audience through, on the one hand, excessive ugliness, or on the other, excessive sentimentality. Contemporary spectators were, of course, well-versed in the skills of reading a picture and would have found little difficulty in teasing out the story of this one. To do so was indeed one of the great pleasures offered by narrative art. And this means that you have to give the picture some time. After a little exploration, you notice that the man on arriving home has left his work bag under the window, together with the telltale tools of his trade, a saw and a wood plane. So he's a carpenter. And there are no signs of a woman's touch around the room, and so it seems safe to assume that he's a widower. Then there are a number of delicate touches which give us a sense of the man's character. Most notable is the violin hanging by the window. So he's a musician, and it can well be imagined that music has played a part in whiling away some of those sleepless hours. Also, in the man's hand is a pair of spectacles, so he's not uneducated. In fact, he was clearly reading when the child fell asleep, and what he was reading is now on the floor. I'm not absolutely certain what it is, and possibly it's not something which we're supposed to be able to read, but it looks as if it could just be the history of Bluebeard. Other points picked up by critics, which are indicative of the tender consideration and the solicitude of the carpenter towards his patient, are the fact that he has thrown his coat over the bed, the fact also that a rug has been rucked up against the door to prevent draughts, and the nice idea of placing the candle behind the bedboard at the foot of the bed, such that its light would not get in the child's eyes. Then there are other charming small details which are just waiting there for us to notice them. The mouse, for example, which has stolen into the now silent room and which helps itself to a morsel of food. And on the windowsill, there's a bulb in a vase, the roots of the bulb hanging helplessly above the water. Evidently the plant has been neglected because of more pressing concerns. Behind this, on the outer sill, is a pair of sparrows, and behind them, a church spire in the distance. These are the types of details which were picked up by all attentive spectators, and the point of the picture and the pleasure in looking at it was very much in reading them. But the picture goes a step further than mere entertainment. It evokes, or it evoked at least to a 19th century spectator, an intense level of empathy. It's a picture with which it is easy to engage at an emotional level. One of the reasons for this, I think, is the fact that the figures are asleep. In a way, this makes the spectator's presence in the scene, our presence, more anonymous, and therefore the level of engagement can be more intense. And that intensity also depends to some extent on the level of focus achieved by reducing the number of figures to just two. This was unusual in Fade's work, and it gives Worn Out a concentrated and arresting quality, which is doubtless what drew people to it when it was first exhibited. I'm sure there are people today who would dismiss a painting like this as sentimental. Well, one interesting point to note in that respect is that one contemporary critic actually congratulated Fade specifically on producing a picture which was not sentimental. These things are all relative, and to appreciate a painting of 1868, you have to adjust your mindset, to some extent, to that of 1868. But for those who feel that this painting is just too remote from the world in which we now live, let me end by making a point, which may come as a surprise, that this was a painting especially admired by Vincent van Gogh. So if you are inclined to dismiss it, you're not necessarily in good company.